This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Mark Garrison. Just out this morning, weekly jobless claims, which rose slightly to 308,000, a little lower than expected. Joining us to talk about the job picture and the ongoing budget troubles in Washington is Diane Swonk. She is chief economist at Mesirow Financial. Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
So we have some data today and yesterday on jobs, but the much-anticipated market-moving report that would be due out tomorrow from the Labor Department is not due out tomorrow because of the government shutdown. How do you put together a picture of what employment looks like without that big, important piece?
Well, it's really extremely difficult. What the economic data provided by the government does is give us a black and white sort of outline of what the U.S. economy looks like, and the private sector data gives us sort of some color to fill in between those lines. Without the lines, we don't have a picture at all because we don't know where to put the color.
Tricky stuff. And now, as we've talked before, the jobs report is looking backward, but obviously there's a lot happening right now with the government shutdown. Looking forward, we have the debate over the debt ceiling, which needs to be raised by the middle of the month. How can all of that affect the economy?
Well, basically, the employment report for September would have just been that, for September before the shutdown. And from here on out, the fate of the U.S. economy is literally held in the hands of Washington. Whether we do well or whether or not the U.S. economy will have a tepid recovery or actually slip into recession is completely determined by what they decide in Washington. In fact, if they don't lift the debt ceiling, it could be absolutely disastrous.
Okay, Diane Swonk at Mesirow Financial. Thanks as always.
Thank you.